imagine that my daughter is going through that and picking up the phone and calling and saying everybody's dead around me because Hind used these words. It's like a horror movie. It's something that's beyond thinking. So that was something that touched me and touched millions of people while it was unfolding. And I was convinced for all the, distrust or justifiable lack of faith on any humanity on the side of the Israeli army. I was convinced that they will save her because they cannot afford not to for PR, right? To my shock and to everybody's shock, this became demonstrations by the Israelis of the level of impunity with which they are operating and the lack of accountability and how they feel above not only the law, but above all of humanity in terms of their privilege of doing whatever they want to Palestinians. And what happened is that after granting the permission to the ambulance to go there, the Israeli troops who were on the ground not only moved and killed Hind with 350 bullets, they also killed, they bombed the hospital, not the hospital, the ambulance. They shelled the ambulance and killed the medics, two medics who were sent to save her. And so, if you analyze that, I mean, they've done that knowing that the whole world is watching. They've done that knowing that there's a child there because the whole world knew that there's a child there. So the Israeli state knew that there's a child there. The soldiers on the ground knew it. It was a global thing, and they've done that knowing that they granted permission to, ambulance to do it. And then of course after say, oh, it wasn't us, it was Hamas who did it, right? I mean, this is the typical, like when they killed Shireen Abu Akleh, it's not us, it's Palestinian fight, it's not us. So it's basically, I don't know how to describe it. It goes beyond, I mean, it's a psychological phenomenon, right? It's like you can describe it on any way, but it's a form of psychopathy. It's a form of this is not normal human behavior. This goes beyond it, right? So for me, that was a defining moment of that genocide.